Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening? This is Tommy Bottles, Mr. Educator Dexter 101, and I'm listening to Genesis Poetic High Open Mic with Radio Rail on OG Radio.
Don't forget to come and pick up your feelings. Don't leave no pieces. You need to hurry and pick up your feelings.
I can do it better though.
Wait.
Yeah, hey. Floating in the bucket, riding around the city, paranoid of getting busted. Cause I know this weed must've in on smoking like a bad exhaust. Fuck all the repercussions, nigga. Got the brain cells buzzing, open up the pineal gland, having some deep discussions. Bad vibes, I keep on running cause it's black tourmaline on my body. Say you can't touch me, nigga. Tunnel vision, how I block them out. Can't hear the shit that they talk about. Sense a million, keep it in large amounts. Windows down blowing, the fog it out when the hawk is out. Whichever way the breeze blowing, we finna have some weed going. Yeah, cause shit is crazy nowadays. Roll one and watch the world go up in flames. Baby, won't you smoke one with me? Hey, won't you smoke one with me? Stop playing, smoke one with me. Don't be scared, smoke one with me. Hey, hey. Different levels, different strains. Dabs and wax, a different game. The oils used so many ways. This shit is healing. How they lock niggas up for so many days. Yeah, they pass their laws and grow their fears on them. Plans for curing shit for years, homie. Epilepsy and cancer, this shit is real. They know the truth, it's all about extermination and dollar bills, homie. We gon' say that for another time. Shit, I'm just trying to roll another dime. I know the plug until he on the line. Play the music so loud until it conducts a rhyme. Yeah, hey. Shit, I'm just trying to smoke, baby. I just wanna smoke, smoke, smoke. Yeah. This shit is crazy nowadays. Roll one and watch the world go up in flames. Baby, won't you smoke one with me? Hey, won't you smoke one with me? Yeah. Stop playing, smoke one with me. Don't be scared, smoke one with me. Hey, hey. Now you know it ain't no explanation needed. I think you know the reason on why we draped up, stepping out this evening. Man, we walk into the building, people switch the day to meaning. When they see us, it's a renaissance, baby, please believe it. Don't give our ass a reason. We done took a long drive, we done brought the whole tribe. On my out and out and vibe, baby, look like Nefertiti. Got essential oils on me for the stove. Rose bearers rhyme me getting off. Everywhere I walk, so I ain't lost. Yeah. Chakras all aligned, dripping souls like a boss. Cause the feeling in the air is historic. Yeah. You know we here for it. Spread love, push peace, be supportive. When my people come together, boy, the feelings you for it. True story, listen.
Young black man, don't you know you invented by everything, 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 everything. Young man, you invented everything. Yeah. Hey, that's why when you walk, that precedent. Hey,
take a look and you can see the black excellence. Hey, hey, take a look and you can see the black excellence. Hey, hey, take a look and you can see the black excellence.
Everybody, it's your girl. I am Genesis on Poetic High Thursday, and
it's your favorite host with the Bird of Toast Radio Rail in the building, and of course we got Mr. Dean. What's
yes,
going
yes,
on?
Yes. How y'all doing tonight?
I'm tired.
Oh, let's try again.
Week.
How y'all doing tonight?
I'm tired.
Oh,
I had a long week.
Yo.
I
y'all got some small kids. It's, that's what that is. I get it.
Yes.
No, it wasn't that. I'm not going to get into full details, but I will say this. I hate the racism within the Chicago Police Department. I got into some stuff and had to deal with a racist cop. I went through a whole lot of bullshit for the entire night of Tuesday and leading to Wednesday morning. But I'm cool. Everything good. Everything worked out the way it's supposed to. I'm here. I'm alive. I'm good.
Yes, that's all you can ask for. That is all you can ask for. So do you have any, well, actually, I have two announcements right now. So I'm going to get along with those, and then we're going to bring on our first poet. Sounds good?
You just skipped over mine. But you didn't even ask if I had enough. But go ahead.
You said to go to the announcement, or you didn't want to get into, because I thought you was talking about, like, Facebook, you know, jail and issues.
I'm going to make this story very short as I can. Long story, very short,
okay.
Because we have a great show for y'all tonight. Tuesday, I go to the city. I go to the South Side to drop my son's shoes off to his mother. I go to a gas station out there that I don't normally go to. Some people try to rob me. I'm a registered firearm owner. I shot the hell out of the, you know, people that robbed me, whatever. I called the authorities like I was supposed to. You know, instead of the cops coming and assessing the situation and all that, I encountered a racist cop, threw me in cuffs, take me to jail, didn't give me a phone call, didn't read me rights, none of that. So I sat in jail for numerous of hours until, thank God, my ex-wife's father worked at the department. He saw me there. I told him what happened and everything. He got me out of that jam. So I'm alive. I'm good. The cop that arrested me is suspended a month without pay so far, but my lawyer is handling the rest and trying to get him either out of the department or more suspension, because it's not the first time he's done this. So I'm, you know, working on that. Some more details on that to come. But on a very brighter note, I now starting to sell wine through One Hope Winery. So
you
got
a wine now.
Details on that. I mean, I don't have a. You can say that, I guess, because I got my own page and everything. So I'll give those details out towards
the
end.
What's
the
name of it?
One Hope Wine.
One Hope
Wine. Customize your own bottle. Yes. I'm gonna get that later. Because I gotta pull up the info with my info. So I'll give that later before we end the show.
Okay. All right.
So you're now.
Well, I have some announcements today, and it's about Zoetic Island. And I have been meeting with aldermen and the city councilman and the mayor economic development office, and everybody seems be on the go with this project. So I'm extremely excited.
Right.
So you guys, make sure you guys go check out my Patreon, which is 3YE_Genesis, and also the same on Instagram to check out, like, what's going on with the island. Also, we're going to have some great legendary poets on here tonight, some slam winners. They haven't been losing any slam poets out here in these streets.
Come on now.
So I'm really excited about them coming on tonight. We have a female and a male. So from both the sides of the track. So, you know, I'm very excited. And we actually have a military veteran. Well, he's still in the military, so he's not a veteran yet. But Army. So that's also exciting because I got a fellow battle buddy in the building. So, tonight's going to be a good night show. It's going to be a good show. So I'm excited about this. Okay, so who are we going to pull on first tonight? Who is this 0305?
Yeah, that was the first number that called in first.
Okay. You
right.
want to get
We got Lonnie Lopez in the house as well from the network. What is it called? The Stable TV Network? I think she's going to be calling tonight as well.
Yes.
I know about
Yeah, New York. Hey. New York.
What is going on?
Hey, who's that?
Building. Hello?
Hello?
Now, that could be also. Now, we got RJ Wright in the building. He's probably in the wings as well, waiting as well and whatnot. You know how he gets down and whatnot. Again, you know,
we'll
he's hailing from Houston, Texas.
Are they on the same time frame as we are?
Exactly.
On the same George is our head.
Yes. Yes, George is an hour ahead. Kyla. Again, I think she's going to be calling in from the 8. She calls in at like 9:30. But you have like RJ Wright is going to be calling in probably in about like 4 or 5
right
minutes.
Now.
He's not already on the line. Okay, so
right.
Just
we have
waiting,
somebody on here, but I keep saying hello, but nobody's saying anything. So I'm going to
try
again.
Try it again.
Okay. Hello,
what's
caller.
Is that RJ or is that Stable?
Hello?
Are we talking to you? Hello?
Yes, we are talking
yes.
to you. What's up? Welcome to OG Radio.
Hey, guys. Mojo Magic here. I didn't know you guys were talking
Mojo.
To me or you guys were trying to find. Yeah, I'm just listening in, you know. I got to pay
attention. Mojo in the building.
Mojo is
hey,
now a veteran.
Yeah, my slow
She's
self.
A veteran of the
you
show.
Guys find y'all poet that's
oh.
coming up or something. Like, yeah.
Oh yeah, we got some. I don't know why I didn't recognize
you. Okay.
Because I ain't got my glasses on.
Yeah. I sure mean I'm gonna tune in while I do my paper. I want to listen to you guys talk and you know listen to the show
oh,
tonight while I do my paper. You know.
Well, I appreciate the Poetic High support. I appreciate
yes,
it.
Yes, ma'am, of course.
Thank you.
Yes,
ma'am.
We checked her out in Cancun. I think she was in Cancun.
I'm not even.
Doing her thing in Cancun.
She's
in Cancun.
I'm not even
doing her thing in Cancun.
I'm gonna just,
wait, what happened?
I'm going to just keep you on. I'm going to keep you on so that way
oh,
you can
oh,
chime in as well. Go ahead,
I was saying, Mojo
she
Magic,
said she's doing
she's
her paper. She's doing her paper.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying like she could chime in, you know, with you know whatever poet, you know, spits that
yeah,
hot shit.
Yeah,
make
ooh,
them
that was
so
I'll
let her, you know,
I'll be,
let her judge tonight.
I'm
a hot judgment.
Well, we got another caller in, so go ahead and get that one real. I believe that's you see that
718 called
7-9?
Right after Mojo. 718 called first before that one.
No,
so,
but that's Lopez, I believe.
All right, well, who's first? Which one's first? Who's first?
The 3379.
Okay. Is this Lopez?
Hello? Caller. Hi. Is this RJ?
Yeah.
This is RJ, yes.
How's it going,
hey,
RJ?
How you doing, RJ?
I'm good. How are you all this evening?
Good,
I'm
good.
Where are you calling from?
I am currently located in Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas. Okay. How you liking it out there?
You know, it's good and it's bad. I love Texas and its weather, and then its politics are a whole other thing that I have to endure.
Okay. Well, when I was stationed in Fort Hood, I used to visit Houston often while there. So I had a lot of fun. Texas is really big. You can do a lot of things.
Houston is great. I love Houston. Now, small towns and whatever that are also in Houston are not necessarily safe for me, but, you know, safe is good to bad, I guess.
Okay. I can feel that.
Go ahead. Like Rail said, he carry a gun, so you know,
I believe Texas allows you guys to carry guns down there, so you can feel safe.
Open carry.
That's a beautiful thing.
Well,
there you go.
Not only that, but Texas now has open carry or has concealed carry that you don't have to have a license for. So shit just got real. That just went into effect. There's a whole bunch of laws that went into
effect.
Oh,
they did pass
first. So. Yes.
Yeah, I heard about that law. I didn't think it was gonna be passed. Ooh shit.
Yeah. Oh, it's Texas. They passed that. They passed
the ban on abortion, basically, where a woman can't get an abortion after I think it's 6 weeks, even though most women don't know that they're pregnant at 6 weeks.
Exactly.
They passed. They legalized the medical marijuana. They made that legal. And what else did they do? That was like, oh, and they basically banned critical race theory in school, which most people don't even understand what critical race theory actually is. So
exactly,
it was on a spree. I don't know what happened, but we'll see.
I feel like they're on the spree to try to. You can't talk to me about like them trying to tell women what to do with their bodies, like. Men, when you say get a vasectomy, they cringe at the thought. So why would you even be worried about what women can do with their bodies? And they're all men pretty much on the board. So
I have several theories as to why. And this is me being, I think one of the reasons that they don't want women to be able to have abortions is because they want to breed a new working class. Majority of the time when people are born into impoverished areas or socioeconomic classes, they don't make it out of that socioeconomic class. And so it's a lot harder to fight your way out of poverty when you're doing so while trying to take care of a child. And so by mandating that you must, in fact, have this child, you have done two things. You've made it so that this woman cannot climb her way out of poverty. You've also made it so that she will be breed a new working class. I also think that sex traffickers probably are lobbying for this because also they're saying, oh, well, you can send this child to be adopted and whatnot. But the majority of the time, the people that end up being sex trafficked are like these children that go into the foster care system that don't really have people that care about them or are looking out for them in any real way. And so it's my belief that sex traffickers are more than likely lobbying your legislators, your senators, your congressmen, to try to like have all of that go through. But that's just my.
Well, that's still not answering my question. What is the? I get all of that. I know that's like your theory, but what does that still have to do with, you know, controlling another person's body?
But he gave you his theory.
As a woman, that we shouldn't, they shouldn't have allowed.
He gave you what his belief.
Yeah. Yeah,
I got
so
that, but it still doesn't answer.
They don't believe that women. It's my belief that they don't believe that women have autonomy. Abortion is not really about. It's about women having the autonomy to choose what they do with their body, and there are a lot of men who don't believe that women should have that autonomy and agency to be able to decide that.
That controlling, what they call women controlling, sounds like men are controlling. Because men can populate the earth 100 times a year, and women can only give birth once, so who should be controlled?
I don't know. One thing I noticed is about, like, you know, this is something that, you know, at the risk of sounding like a feminist, you know, men have been telling women, like, don't wear makeup. Why you got a wig on?
Right.
Why you got weed on? Why
you
gotta
have
stress? Oh,
he raped you because you were wearing
a
short skirt.
And so they got so used to telling women how women should present themselves. You know, I'm not surprised that they're, you know, these same people are in the board saying, you know, after 6 weeks, you know, you can't abort. It's like you know, they done got used to telling women what to do and how to present themselves in the world and whatnot. And that might go to patriarchy a little bit, but, you know, ain't nothing new but the faces.
Yeah, sounds about right to me. But,
although I love this conversation, I would love to bring this on another show, but tonight,
yes.
You got to get some poetry because time is limited. I do love the combo.
Exactly.
Because I feel like this could go on forever.
Yes.
Yes.
So, RJ, what you got for us tonight on this lovely night?
Okay. I have two poems. so I'm going to go ahead and get into those. The first one is called My Depression.
Okay, so I'm going to go by, it's about something that you went through, because we usually give a backstory, but the name gave it off. But you know, you could be fairly wrong.
I do suffer with depression. It is something that I have dealt with pretty much my entire life. At this point, I have not gone and gotten any type of diagnosis because I'm still in the military. And so I'm not going to have them put me out the military until I'm ready to be put out the military because, you know, they're like, go get help. And then you go get help. And then they want to try to do crazy stuff. So so I am managing. I also work at a mental health agency. I don't like what I do. So and I'm getting my master's in human science so that I can be a licensed professional therapist. So
okay, there we go. I like that. Okay.
So this is that poem. My depression, not a satisfying lover, but it is a faithful one. I let it boost me into never leaving my bed. My depression doesn't always look like depression, though. Sometimes it Halloween costumes itself into a victory dance and prays that you don't ask, how are you? And mean it. It looks like the space between my couch and TV when being a human in public is too exhausting. But sometimes it sounds like the next round is on me, y'all, because the best place to hide is where everyone can see you, but no one is looking for you. My depression is demanding. Wants me to go back to my last failed relationship because it's convinced me that no one will ever love me half as badly as they did. My depression says a full bed is better than all this empty. You know, I was happy once, but time wounds all happy, or healing is a happy wound, or happiness to be the most fragile of children, but children be the most resilient of humans. Basically, what I'm saying is being an adult and keeping my happy whole and healthy is a magic trick I haven't learned yet. Well, my depression is funny. Not like, ha-ha, more like, wow, you're still here. My depression and my masculinity are drinking buddies. Frenemies who bare knuckle box with anything that is good for me. My masculinity says walk it off. Says you ain't that hurt. Says water. Water's for cowards. Water's for washing blood out my uniform, son, and you don't get no blood in my uniform. You must be outside your mind. Okay, so sometimes my masculinity sounds like Denzel Washington or Remember the Titans. Not always tempting to be toxic. Sometimes it's just trying to remind me that I am stronger than everything that is failing to kill me. Thing is trying to kill me. But pay attention long enough. I just want you to do this one thing. Just walk until you feel like you can run. And when it hurts to walk, run. Run until you feel like you can fly. And if it hurts to fly, then thank God for working feet and almost wings. See how when you started to run, you stopped thinking. Stop noticing all the pain in your head. Focus on all the alive in your chest. Now focus, 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 focus. You're really there. Yes, you did it. Got out of bed. And so that is that poem.
Okay. Thank you.
I most definitely would like to thank you for that piece because there is a lot of people who suffer from depression and don't say nothing. I am one of those from time to time who go through it, and it took me all of now that I'm 30 to want to go see a damn therapist, but
I'm surprised to hear that from Rail. I'm definitely surprised to hear that from Rail. I've never heard him say anything great about going to a therapist.
I am definitely a therapy as someone who works in mental health. Yeah. I applaud.
So before going to therapy, before even researching it, I'm like, man, I don't feel like somebody who don't know me can help me with my damn life. But low-key, it didn't matter about knowing them or whatever, just getting to know them and being comfortable expressing how you feel to someone, it means a lot. It goes a long way. And I'm only four sessions in, and I'm like, I'm opening up like a damn book. I'm like, okay, yeah, all right. You know, sometimes I'll be like,
well, they can't
hey, man, I don't
judge you. They're not there to judge. They're
exactly.
just there to help you out. That's
exactly.
all.
Trained to help you out. Like, they went to school for this. They read the book. They understand right. that finding the therapist that is appropriate for you can be a struggle. Because there's not a whole lot of black therapists. There's even fewer black male therapists. There's even fewer
exactly.
black therapists that are qualified to call you on your shit. So
exactly.
Yeah, it can be difficult, and you should shop for a therapist the same way you would a car or anything else.
Right. So
exactly.
I looked up. I went with here in Chicago's Optimum Joy, whatever it's called, and the original person I went with was white. And when I went through her, whatever, through the services, whatever, reached out to them, luckily she wasn't taking new clients. So they was like, okay, we got somebody else for you. I'm like, all right, that's fine, whatever. I didn't research her or look her up or none of that. So when the first session happened, she just so happened to be black. And I was like, thank you. That was bad. I needed that.
You know you can request that, too.
Yeah, I know. Like, they had a whole bunch of different, they had, you know, white, black, Chinese. They had a very diverse group, but only a few of them specialized in specifically what I was looking for. And, you know, the first lady I chose, she specialized in what I was looking for, but it just so happened this lady that I got now specialized in what I was looking for. But at first I didn't take the time to see, you know, oh well, she's black, I could choose her. But she fits my time schedule. She, you know, can relate. So yeah, you definitely have to do your research. Could honestly say stick to your own race, because I don't think this shit would have went far with no damn white therapist.
Okay, well, RJ, what is the other piece that you have for us tonight?
Okay. So the other piece that I have is called Family Business, and it deals with that, and that's kind of like what's going on with that.
Can you speak up a little bit? Because I feel like you're far away from your phone.
Sorry. I got another call.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you hear me better now?
Hello?
Yes, better.
Yeah, okay.
So this piece is about family, and that's kind of what we're doing with that, all right? So let me go ahead.
Okay.
Cooking is an exercise in multitasking, balancing flavors. I got a seasoning cabinet for a chef. Family recipes, loud voices, shows, and shared meals. I learned to cook from both my mother and my father. It's the only blessing I have been given a portion of. Every meal is a reconciliation. Every gathering, a celebration. Every reunion is a remembering. Remember when cousin Siobhan fought Aunt Phyllis with one arm while cradling her newborn with the other? My family are multitaskers, always trying to balance our tempers with everything we hold dear. Grandma says, as long as you fight for your family, faster than you fight with them, it's okay, but Alzheimer's looted her mind, left her with a memory like a leaky gas stove that burns everything. Forgetfulness runs in my family. My father always forgot too, forgot where home was, forgot his vows. Mom is a crying comedian, jokes memory is always the first thing to go. My mother remembers everything, runs it in her head over and over and over and over. Some people call this anxiety. In my family, we call it a good memory. My memory from my mother. I got a chest full of things I'm afraid to open. My emotions are unfamiliar seasoning, so I go right to a familiar depression. I just found out that I got this recipe from my grandmother when digging in my chest for answers to questions I was too scared to ask. Like, Mom, are you a survivor too? Did Grandpa know? She says, we never told him. We were afraid his fist might butcher someone. My God, all the ways the women have used their silence to protect me from myself. I have my grandfather's fist, always hunting for a strange predator space. I can knuckle open, but it's never the hungry stranger that tries to devour us. It's always the wolves dressed as friends and family. My father's father was a stranger who fed him a bitter apple. It isn't faith that we passed down through the generations. My mother gave me all her staying, all her patience, and that's why I can't balance staying and not getting burned. I get my staying from all the women in my family, women who turn dining rooms into churches, who cuss when they pray, who make a kitchen into a holy place that everyone ain't allowed in. I make a meal of myself with all the things my family given me, my grandfather's fist, my grandmother's depression, my mother's memory, my father's bitter aftertaste, and a lot of prayer seasoned with fucking curse words. The bad-for-you ingredients are the ones we eat most often. We pass them around the dinner table like mac and cheese or fried chicken or diabetes or rage or silence. Still ain't balanced out all the flavors yet.
Can every yeah, hello?
That hit hard.
Yeah. Oh my
that
goodness.
That left me speechless. Like that yeah. Shit was hitting on all cylinders.
Wow. You talk about seasoned cuss words. I like how you use the seasoned cuss words.
Right. That was unique. I don't know if he's still on. He's still
on. I hear
he's still. Okay. I'm like, man, I can't. I hear, but I don't hear.
Yeah, I'm still here. I haven't gone anywhere.
But I love that piece.
So, what do you do besides military with the poetry scene?
So, on my civilian job, I am a social worker, basically, while I'm studying to be a therapist. The majority of my job is spent doing assessments for people and then, like, helping them write treatment plans. So they'll do the assessment, and then we'll use that to figure out, like, what their barriers are, and then we'll set goals and objectives and strategies to help them reach their, like, what it is they want to accomplish.
Okay. Okay, that sounds interesting. It's always something new every time a new poet comes on. I'm always interested in what they do for a living and how they, you know, find poetry and, you know, what separates
poetry. I'm waiting for one poet to just be like, yeah, I sell crap. Just random shit.
Why?
Like, I don't know. Like, you know, everybody got interesting jobs. Like, I love it. But just I want that random ass drug dealer. He's like, well, yeah, shit, I sell drugs. Like, oh shit, all right. And then,
I hope
he's gonna
come on live air when people listen to find out what he doing.
Hey man, people have done more dumb shit.
That is
you know,
true.
People record themselves doing dumb shit nowadays, but you know, each of his own. But I don't know, I just wanna be thrown off somebody just like, yeah, I sell drugs. Like, all right, well, how do you correlate that with poetry? Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. That'd be an interesting
Well, can you share your platform, RJ, so if people can follow you and find you for your poetry?
Yeah, so I am The Real RJ Wright on everything, on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, on Facebook, I'm just RJ Wright, and you can find me there. So yeah, that's how you can reach out and find me.
Okay, so are you looking to promote more poetry on your off work?
Yeah,
I know being in the military as well.
Yeah, so I try to do as much poetry as I can do, especially in this time and in this pandemic, touring and traveling and put out a second book. My first book was called Brain Pains and Grass Stains, and so I'm looking to do a second book and possibly a third. One of them is, I'm working on one that's more like short stories and then has poems to describe certain things that are going on in the stories, like in between each of the like sections. And then I'm working on like just a straight more traditional anthology type deal.
Okay. Well, congratulations. I see Black Excellence is always a beautiful thing. Shout out to that. Keep prospering. I'm so proud and so happy for you. Would you like to stay on and listen to the next poet come on, or it's up to you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay. All right. So the next one is that 5431 reel?
No, 718 was first.
No, that's Lopez. That's
oh,
Lopez.
Oh, shit. We saving her?
718. So, yeah, we're trying to do this two features first.
Oh, damn. You know, I ain't got my glasses.
Blind ASS. All right. Hello, hello. Call it.
Hello.
Hi,
hey,
how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I am great. It's such a great to hear from you. You have a pretty voice.
Thank you.
Yes, you do.
Yo,
so can you give everybody your name?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Kyla Janae Lacey.
Hey, see, I like that too.
Yes, I'm a poet as well.
Okay,
yes,
so that's
right.
what you want to be called as a poet?
What? I'm sorry, what?
What name?
Blog,
oh, yeah, Kyla Janae Lacey is my whole government, so that's just what I go by.
Okay.
But you
no.
can call
me. Right, that's fine.
Again, like
you
like
definitely have
like,
a voice for TV.
Why, thank you. Why, thank you very much.
Very welcome.
Okay.
I studied language, and so maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I've lived in a couple of different places.
I can tell.
Yeah,
can
who
tell.
Knows?
It just pops out.
I study languages for a long time, so that might have something to do with, you know, my voice, but I don't know.
Do you speak different languages?
Do you speak other languages?
I used to. If I am intoxicated enough or forced to, I will. I went to Mexico.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
If I'm drunk enough,
okay.
I can speak Spanish.
I went to
so
Mexico
in
May. I really speak. So.
Now, Kyla, you're from Chicago, Orlando, and Atlanta. I mean, talk
yep.
to us about that for a second.
And I'm currently in.
Hey now.
I was born in Chicago. I lived there until I was nine. I would go back over the summer.
Shut
oh,
up, bro.
No.
Okay. Okay.
Hey.
All right.
I'm happy now.
And then I lived in Central Florida most of my life, and then 7 years ago I moved to. Atlanta on accident.
Well,
it was an accident,
wait,
really?
Wait.
How was that an
accident?
It was an accident. I went for a summer, and I never. I went for a summer, and I just ended up staying.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
Okay.
I can see that too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody, a lot of our poets. Down there in Atlanta, so I guess that's the place
yeah.
to go
yeah.
and not really, you know.
Oh,
I don't know. Who we have, Genesis? You know, my memory's bad.
It's Tommy Bottoms down there, Abyss is down there, Queen Sheba is down
mm-hmm.
there. Everybody is in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Like, I can list so
yeah,
long.
Yeah, they're
no,
yeah, the OGs there, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think Red Storm just went down there, I think, or if he down there.
I believe
he was
you.
Just down there with Tommy
Bottoms. Oh, Red Storm.
Yeah.
I think I need to take my time.
So everybody's in
there,
Atlanta.
Huh?
I can see why she said it was an accident, because I've done that before. I accidentally came back to Chicago. I was supposed to just come for a little bit and just end up staying. So I get it. That is a true thing. So, how did you get into the career of being a poet?
So I was, I wrote poets for when I was younger. Like my first poem was copyrighted when I was 10, and then I just kind of would write a little bit
wow.
here and there, and then when I was in my mid-20s, I really started kind of going, you know, on a regular basis to Poetry Spot. And actually, one of the people you mentioned is a former mentor of mine. And they were like, you know, you're really good. You can go and do colleges. And so I did colleges for a while. And I just, ain't really had another job that stuck. And I can't fire myself. So,
Okay, so what you got for us tonight, you have to give a backstory. That is the rule of Poetic High. You have to give a backstory.
Okay.
On why you wrote the piece.
Okay, so which piece, what poem, I'm very fragile. I apologize. I've just been traveling a lot. So what kind of poems is being done? I know that I kind of came in the middle of RJ's second piece, so I want to make sure I'm kind of going with the flow of the show.
It's no flow of the show.
No, you can go with whatever you want.
Do whatever you want to do.
Okay. They hunt black bodies for sport, gold trophies, call them badges. Got to go into the neighborhoods, got to go into the natural habitats, got to go where the animals are at, got to snatch them back from Africa, paid vacation, go on safari, call it administrative leave. It's important to take a break after a big kill. Take a picture with it, frame it, front page coverage, set up a GoFundMe to ship the body back to the States because getting away with a big kill can sometimes be expensive. Heads secured with ropes, heads hung over fireplaces, heads hung over from broken spine. Where is PETA when you need them? Some are worried more about fur than coonskin. Some are worried more about poached eggs than poached people. Stay away from their daughters. You know they got it out for African game. You know they will hunt you. Got to take down the pride. Too many lying around. Whoever kills an animal should make it good. Leviticus 24:21. Won't God be happy they're being such good Christians? Where is National Geographic? Somewhere snapping pictures of a noble savage feeding her cub, fattening him for slaughter. Her daughter doesn't go for as much on the black market, doesn't get as much media attention as killing a buck, doesn't cost as much as an NRA membership does. Everybody loves a good gun club. Everybody wants to get the next big kill. Cock guns and cock rifles, you know they always going to get off. You know they always going to go back to work. You know they always going to return to the concrete jungle. Because you know what they say, if you do what you love, then you never work a day in your wild life. Yes.
That's that piece.
I love it. I tell people that all the time. You love it. Wait, I can't hear you.
You broke it.
Hello?
Broke it. Genesis, we can't hear you.
Now what inspired that piece right there?
Is that my phone or y'all? I can't really hear.
I think that's
Lewis.
Is it better?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I'm asking a question. What inspired that particular piece that you just spit right there? What was the inspiration for that poem?
So I grew up in, like I said, mostly in Florida, but I grew up in Seminole County, Florida. And it was where Trayvon Martin was murdered. And so also Seminole County, Florida is literally, they call it the natural choice. It's like the motto of the county. And it's a small county right above Orange County, which is, it's right outside of Orlando. It's mostly white, I mean, as most places are, but it's real racially homogenous. And black bears are a protected species there. And there was a controversy over would they allow hunting of black bears. And the black bears are pretty prevalent. Like, you know, it would be one in your backyard. And, you know, it's not usual, but it's not unusual either. And so when... You know, I don't know if you guys remember when the Trayvon Martin situation happened in the George Zimmerman trial, and it was kind of very reminiscent of the O.J. Simpson trial in a different way, in a similar way, whereas, you know, people were very, very split about the decision. You know, looking forward, we know that now, you know, like people would, it's like voting for John F. Kennedy, right? When John F. Kennedy died, most of the country said they voted for him. It was like 75%, 80% of the country said they voted for him. But in reality, 50% of the country voted for him. It was a very, very thin margin. But it's like that with the Trayvon Martin case. It was very, very split down the middle, whereas people today would be like, nah, I thought that was wrong. But at the time, there was a lot of contention with that case. And so I just remember thinking black bears were more protected in Seminole County, Florida, than black boys were. And so that kind of sat with me for a long time. And actually that poem is only a couple years old. But it was something that I had been sitting with me for a long time. And so that's where it came from.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. I like that. I appreciate you coming on here, sharing your pieces on Poetic High. I really appreciate it. You know, without you guys, there will be no us. So I just want to thank everybody that does come on the platform and share that truth with us. I really appreciate that. I just had to let you know that. And also, when the island is up and running, you are welcome to come visit Zoetic Island.
Okay.
Okay. What's your second piece that you have for us? You have to also give a backstory for that one as well. Because whatever you say might, whoever's listening, can help whoever is out there. You know, your pieces you share can touch other people's lives.
Can I curse? I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lots of cursing. Plenty of cursing.
Okay, I'm debating between, you know what,
you have a drink treat. That's why it's called Poetic High, too, you know. Chill and be yourself, your authentic self. There's no judgment zone here.
No, I was just debating if I wanted to do a poem about depression, but I also don't want to, you know, ruin the vibe at the same time.
Oh, you good. Actually, RJ did a piece about depression tonight.
Oh, my man, right. RJ did this. Okay, I'm going to do one too.
Yeah, his first piece was about depression.
And remember, guys, this is Suicide Awareness Month, where they talk about 800,000 people kill themselves every single year. So depression is real, y'all.
I think we're going to do this poem. So I was 2018, my cousin passed away, and ironically, I'm literally sitting in her college boyfriend's house right now with like their family. And that's because they dated for a long time. And so he became my family, but, she passed in 2018 and we were very close in age as well as just growing up together. You saw one, you saw the other, we were inseparable. I didn't know she was that sick, because she had lived in Chicago and I lived in Atlanta, and she had battled breast cancer for a year. And February, I was in Chicago with her. Well, February, I was in Chicago and I saw her, and it was the day she had her lumpectomy. And then April, I happened to be back in Chicago for work, and I went back over to my aunt's house, and I was like, where's Kat? And they're like, oh, she's at the hospital. She's been having headaches. And that was in April. October, she passed away from spinal and brain cancer. So it was that quick. It was 6 months. And I, you know, didn't see her. It was the summer, you know, things happen, and I was going through some other stuff, but that was really the major thing. And, you know, almost lost my house because of it, got in a really bad car accident, so I couldn't work. And so it was just a lot going on. And so this poem, I felt like when I was depressed, I was already kind of going through depression, like, you know, love of my life moved away right before my cousin died. It was a lot. It was a rough time. And, when my cousin passed, well, when I was depressed, I felt like, for me, depression felt like being in a completely dark room, and there's a door, and the air is siphoning out of the room, but there's a door there, and you have to get to the door. You don't know where the door is. The door could be on the ceiling, for all you know, but you have to get to the door before the air, you know, siphons out of the room and there's no more air in the room. And yeah. When my cousin died, there was no more door. it felt like my sadness had no bottom. And so this was,
oh, wow.
This is what came out of it. Depression is a house full of dilapidated entrances and pathways of fortifications that have not withstood hardship or the test of time. A house with a walk-in closet full of things and memories that no longer fit you, shoes you no longer want to walk in, and with racks for hanging things, which are sturdier than you are. Depression is a house with no electricity, no spark, no light, no power, but oh, the waterworks. A leaky faucet you just aren't strong enough to shut off yet. Depression is a house with cold drafts in every room and drafts of suicide notes revised and edited in corners of the mind and every corner of the room that has served as a dead end to a fit of anxious pacing. Depression is a house with four walls and foreclosure crumbling down around you with boarded up windows that are indicative of past storms and break-ins, but not breakthroughs. It is stuffy. It is exhausted stage. It is suffocation. It is stifling. It is broken air. Depression is a house with a guest room that has not seen visitors in quite some time. It is too cold for company. It has a permanently closed door policy. It is the quietest room and a house full of screaming silence. Depression is a house with a kitchen full of dull outlooks and sharp edges, with an empty fridge full of reminders of broken promises that I would eat today, that I would make something for myself, that I'll make something of myself, that I would prepare something, that I'd be more prepared, that I would try again tomorrow, that I would try again at trying again. Depression is a house with a bathroom that has a sinking tub that makes for a final battleground that's not nearly as warm and romantic as they make it seem in the movies. The water turns cold before the body does. Depression is a house with a stifled room with battered insides and scuffed walls that everyone is convinced just needs some new paint, some fresh air, new scenery, blame it on the season. A house where all the rooms are junk rooms full of debris that used to be things that meant something to you. With a bedroom that serves as a chamber, a fortress adorned with dark curtains, and you aren't sure if they're keeping the light out of the world or the light out of you. And a bed that serves as a dress rehearsal for your final resting place. Depression is a house that I am stuck in, and I just want to move.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Wow.
Thank you for that. A lot of people suffer with depression on a day-to-day basis, especially a lot of people in the military, veterans, older people, especially when, you know, they're like the last ones here and all their families passing before them. You know, it's, depression is on the face of all ages and races. So.
Everybody.
Thank you so much for sharing your story and being your authentic self. That's what Podica is about, being your authentic self and not portraying to try to hide and be something else. Like, I'm sure tonight that story, your story, touched somebody listening somewhere. And at least we could touch one person today. That's great.
Hey, that's all that matters.
So I appreciate that. I really do. Where can we find you at?
So my Instagram is Kyla, KYLAJLACEY, Kyla J. Lacey. My Facebook is Kyla Janae, JENEE, Lacey. And, yeah.
Okay, cool. Do you have any books or anything out, or do you perform often?
On my website, that's right, Kyla, WriteKyla, that's right, Kyla, like writer. That's right,
okay.
Kyla.
Okay, cool.
Mm.
Are you
So I just followed you, by the way, on Instagram.
Okay, okay.
Right away, people showing you love.
Ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. I follow everybody when once they drop their platform. So when you see Hell Rail 1290, that's me. That's Radio Rail.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. So we got some links. Also, I want to invite you to Zoetic Island. It's an island that I'm promoting for all poets to come next year. It's an island in the middle of Fox Valley River in Illinois. So if you want to come check it out, you are welcome to come.
Oh, you said Fox Island. Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's currently under construction right now. Under construction.
I'm thinking, it's a place called Rock Island. Okay, I'm not. Okay.
No, it's a real one. Right. It's a real island.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, because we're going to have
up in Aurora. See, she be so basic when she talks about her island. Like, yeah, you bought an island, girl. But, you know, make it sound good. We're going to be out there in the water.
I'm working on
exactly.
I'm working on it.
Exactly, right?
Remain humble.
Again, it's under construction, right. But in 2022, we hope this is going to be the venue because right now, civil engineers have been out to there. You know, we have land surveyors out there and whatnot. She's been actually, you know, she's humble, but, you know, she's been working on this behind the scenes for the poets.
Right,
have,
you better brag, girl.
For them to go at. Because, you know, how Chicago, you know, you got bodies dropping, you got this happening in different places of Illinois. But the island will be a safe space for people, for poets to come from all over the country to spit poetry and stuff like that. And change the world and whatnot. And again, it's called Zoetic Island. And again, you know, hopefully we're looking at Juneteenth and whatnot to have some of the stuff done. Again, she's still meeting with some of the civil engineers and those people that she'll be putting up on the website and stuff like that, the GoFundMe and things. But yeah, Juneteenth, y'all know about that. Those that's listening know about Juneteenth. So that's the date that they're looking to actually. You know, open the doors or to start having things on the island on Juneteenth. So, again, we're all excited about it. You know, we try to get her to talk more about it because, you know, shout out to being humble and whatnot. But this is going to be a tribal thing, y'all, something that we're going to have to do together. That's why we got that GoFundMe and whatnot. That's why we got the Patreon up because certain things like this is going to take a tribe. You know what I mean? And Juneteenth 2022.
And I'm hosting
this. Island. Come on now.
Yes.
It's going down.
You want to throw it out there. I'm hosting.
It's going down.
I want to be better than the next Def Jam poetry. That's the vision. Can you see that? I love Def Jam poetry. Jam that back in the day. I really did.
Very dope.
Hey now.
Very dope.
So, what do you have kids or are you
married?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I don't have children that I know of, but college was a crazy time.
Oh my God.
I have two cats.
College was a crazy time.
I am.
Most guys.
I guess sort of dating somebody. It's fairly, but I like him a lot. So.
Shout out to you.
I like her.
Was,
she's like,
was,
yeah, I have a guy.
That was the most,
you know,
manliest,
like,
answer
lot.
I've ever heard.
You said what?
The most manliest. That was the most manliest answer I've ever heard in my entire life.
Dude, she like me. What's wrong with that?
That
right,
was,
men say it all the time.
I mean, it's normal for us, but I expect you to say that.
He ain't my boyfriend. You know that? Would you want me to lie to us? Dude, he know he's not my boyfriend. I'm his girlfriend now. I'm not saying that.
Oh my God.
Eventually happened, but it's September 2nd, 2021. He is not my boyfriend.
Ooh, you don't want to shout him out on the radio show?
Nope.
No. Ain't no ring on her finger. What is wrong with you?
Absolutely not. Look.
What is wrong with you?
He might take a step forward,
you know.
No, look. I tell you what. He write little slick things on Facebook that I know are about me. And I be in the comments like, okay, quit playing. Okay, I hope she blocks you, whoever you talking about. I literally said that yesterday. Oh, I hope she blocks whoever she is. He commented on stuff today. So, I mean, shoot, Facebook don't even know. We commenting on stuff. I be commenting on stuff about me on Facebook. I don't even know it's about me, but I know it's about me. So ain't nobody else know. So until that time, he all right. I like him. He all right.
Well, I like that.
I knew that.
Okay, well, we have to go to the next poet. If you want to stay on, you can. If you want to click off,
sure.
We don't want you to. But we always have all the poets, you know, call in and everybody listen to everybody. So we're going to have the next poet come on.
And last but not least, we have one of OG Radio's veterans, Miss Lopez, in the building. What's up, Lopez?
Right. What's up?
Hey, hey.
How you doing, Lopez?
Yes, that's Lopez.
Hey, you know.
Yes, I'm
glad.
I'm happy to hear you.
Thank you.
She's doing big things.
Y'all.
She got a stable network going out, y'all. You know, all the poets. It's called Fire to the Mic. It's fire, per
Thank
usual.
You.
She also publishes books. So if you have a book out there you need to publish, she does that, or she can point you into the right direction and somebody can help you with that. You know, she's an entrepreneur. She's a jack of all trades. So check her out.
Thank
get her information.
You.
Go ahead, Lonnie. Drop your information. Let everybody know that you
yeah,
are
so
a veteran of Poetic High.
Yeah. So I actually, a new project that we're working on, we actually put a pause on the publishing company, and we started a spoken word record label. So we have two artists under our belt right now that we're, you know, trying to get an EP for one, and the other one we're actually working on their spoken word album. That's pretty cool. Outside of that, yes, we have Fire to the Mic on the Fable Network TV that's aired on Amazon Fire Stick and Roku TV on your iOS and Android. I don't know. I don't know what else.
A lot of everything.
Yeah,
right.
So we're in everything that deals with poetry.
Loving it. Definitely loving it.
It's exciting and nerve-wracking at the same time, but, you know, I'd rather be behind the scenes than on the front scene. So I hope that, you know, all the things that we're doing, like, really glorifies and, you know, exemplifies the multi-talented, you know, and the multifaceted of poetry. So that's what my goal is. So I hope that it works.
Yes, yes, yes. Very proud. Very proud.
Thank you.
So how many poems are you going to share with us tonight? You know, Poetic High, we know, do the poetic thing.
Yeah. I'm only going to do one because it's a long piece and I don't want to, you know, take up everybody night.
It's okay. Is it an old piece? Have we heard this? Or is it new shit? You know, old
no,
shit?
This
like,
is new. So I'm performing for Harlem Fashion Week, Black Lives Matter Gala. Yeah. Yes, this is the first time I've been performing in person since 2018, and I have stage fright. So I'm just trying to practice before I get up there and make a fool of myself.
Well, no fooling.
So it's inspired because it's Black Lives Matter. So that's the theme of it, so that's why I wanted to kind of go with it. With this piece, a little background behind it, I was struggling because I wanted to do a modern-day take on the Willie Lynch letter, but I realized that I would need to do a lot of, like, research because I don't want to, you know, mess that up, and I want to make sure that the facts are there. So I switched it to I Can't Breathe. So there we go.
Okay.
So you got to hear me breathing. That's how it starts. I'm not just losing my breath.
Okay.
Will this be my last? Did you know we need 12 to 20 breaths per minute? 17,000 to 30,000 per day? As I walk into my yoga class, I grab my mat and my block. I get myself to a clear, invisible view. Then I take a breath as I stretch. The yoga instructor advises that we breathe as we stretch. Then we take in a deep breath, inhale, and exhale slowly. Then the class comes to an end, and reality sets in, and I suffocate, stagnant to the air of reality. In French, we say, je ne peux pas, je vais. Italian, we say, no riesco a respirada. Spanish, we say, no puedo respirar, translated to, I can't breathe. Universally known as the non-existence of taking in air to lungs unable to expel carbon monoxide, which is labeled as a regular physiological process today, I am 11,156 days old, 367 months old, making me 30 years and 6 months old, and I can't breathe is still plastered on slogans that bleeds through skip heartbeats. How is it that something that bleeds, that is to feed the body starved due to the skin I carry, I venture into mirrors that play in uncertainties of a me unable to breathe Houdini to policies and laws that proclaims that all lives with our lives matter simply because of the multi shades of skin teased with words of, I consider you here, Juneteenth, this holiday just for you, silence yourself now. How the new lynching era has become cameras and televised murders with cases being swept under rugs, secret packed on backs, unappealing labels slapped on those whose deaths were no fault of their own, headlines that leave voice messages in between lines that tries to snuff out the air of hope, how xenoglossophobic you have been towards my speech of freedom, my speech of equality, my speech of legalizing my community, when we are divisible because we ask for the right to sleep, walk, play, wear a hoodie, have a broken tail light, and the liberty you sarcastically display. You ask me broken, loaded questions that tries to stain my mental and make sit my cerebral, but I take a breath today. You see, I have 3 strikes against me being all black woman and, according to society, uneducated, fragmented, not holding in pieces. I inhale. My black is beautiful. Excel your stigma against me. I inhale. I am virtuous, powerful, and purpose because I am woman. Exhale your sexism. I inhale. Hyperboles and metaphors that impregnate, pin, and lay ready to birth more than just soliloquies. I will no longer be pushed aside to dim out my thoughts of freedom. I have stitched on my skin, say their names. I scream out, say their names, and I am no longer chained to labels that make ill my people breathe. I am not able to conform to the table that is unstable, stained by fables that are unable to breathe for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, that we cannot breathe through the negrophobia that is woven into the fabric of the land of the free breathe. I lay on my mat of love, place my bricks, my blocks as bricks, cementing harmony that sings freedom. I breathe for the voiceless, breathe for the broken. I breathe for my kings and queens. So please, don't speak for me because we don't speak the same language. And that's my piece.
Yo.
Always showing out.
Yes. Showing out. Thank you for that. Hey, thank you for that.
Thank you.
I love it. Come with the thunder, the spit, you know, the fire to the mic.
Thank you.
Thank you. All the time, every time. Never fail, she comes.
When you do this piece, you got to drop the mic. You got to drop the mic.
I know,
when
like.
The piece on stage, you got to drop the mic.
And poem.
I can't. I'm so nervous.
My favorite lady, she say, mother, the creator, she says, what she say then? She says, as not speaking
she
the truth.
I'm not
speaking
I'm
truth,
not a poet.
I'm a poet. I'm a whole fucking poem. That's what she say. I'm a whole, you're a whole fucking poem.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a poet. I'm a whole poem.
Yeah.
I love that. That's amazing.
I was like, yes. That's dope. That is dope.
Thank you so much for letting me come on and bless y'all.
Yes, per usual, like always. I welcome you all the time. We love having you on here every time you come over here. You still have to send me the stuff because every time you try to send it to me, it doesn't show, so I don't know.
Yeah, so well, those are open mics that I keep sending out because I'm trying to support other platforms as well, so we'll figure that out. But I am sending out information over this weekend on the non-disclosure forms and the video and audio consent forms this weekend to everyone who wants to be a part of season two for Fire to the Mic.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's exciting.
Right.
Congratulations again. Congratulations again. We appreciate you. Please share your information.
Yeah,
so everybody can get
My information is on Instagram. You can follow me at Fire, the number two, the mic. Or you can follow us on Lei, L-E-I underscore and underscore poetry. That's Instagram. I'm corny, so on Facebook it's just my name, Leilani Lopez. and that's that. You know, I want to, give you guys y'all roses for your wine brand, Terrell, and for Zoetic Island, Genesis.
I low-key was going to bring that up.
He just be surprising us with all kind of stuff. He got this wine out now. He just gave it to me on the show. Like, I remember his beats being dropped. Oh, yeah, he got beats out, everybody, that is real on the beat. It's also on there. Yeah, he got like a lot, like 17. Last time I checked, it was like 17,000 people listened to it, views. But
that's,
you know, 1,000 of those is probably mine because I let it play through the day. So
I love it.
He can keep getting more views. But yeah, y'all got to check it out.
Since we're on the subject, y'all can shop with me on One Hype. Jesus Christ.
Right. Get your life together.
OneHopeWine.com/my/rel-redmond RELL-REDMOD. That will bring you to my personal page, and you can shop through me and everything and all that. There's a lot of it ain't no cheap ass wine either, y'all. It's like $25 and up. We don't fuck with that cheap shit over here. But it's nice wines, you know, if you're a wine connoisseur. They got a bottle that you can design yourself, and then, you know, they process all that, you know. So if you like doing a wedding or something, if you want your name on the bottle or whatever the case, they do stuff like that. Glitters and rainbow, all that stuff. But definitely check that out. And as far as me making beats, I dropped an album, I think, a couple months ago. I'm working on the second one. I'm being modest. I'm trying to drop the second one on the 23rd of this month, so we'll see how that goes. But the first album is called It's Rel on the Beat. You can find it on Apple, Tidal, Spotify, YouTube, SoundCloud. I just checked today, and I got some more listeners from Romania and Bangladesh.
That's
where
awesome.
The hell that is at? But, yes, I appreciate it. So I am at, 66,000 plays overall between all four tracks. I appreciate all the love. I didn't even know I was going to get this much love, but it gives me a lot of motivation. So I appreciate everybody. I got a few other tricks up my sleeve, but once I get that going, I'll share that with everybody.
Awesome. I can't wait. Yeah.
Shout out.
Black excellence, what I love to see.
Yes, that's the new song that I have planned when the show first come on.
What's that?
Black excellence.
Did you get it?
You get it
now? The next beat I make, I will title that one Black Excellence on behalf of.
Yes. Yes, that would be awesome.
Okay.
I can't wait.
Do we have any more poets in the building tonight who want to spit?
Freestyle a poem right now. Somebody, go. No. Okay.
Nope.
I can do my best rapping. I can do my pain. I can do a pain poem again. I'm still trying to perfect it, add some up to date stuff in it.
Dean about to kill me. I just want to let y'all know. If anybody want to go before Dean, I suggest you go now because Dean about to My computer about to catch
I'm
fire.
I'm about to close it out.
Hey, now, I'm just reading. Hey, now.
Somebody
now,
call me with
we
that.
We got Mojo Magic in here still, right? And some other people, yep. I don't know. You might want to go.
I'm here.
You want to drop something?
No, guys, I'm working real hard over here, but I'm enjoying this so, so much. who you guys had on here is really, really, really great. So I'm enjoying it a lot, but I'm working on this paper. I got to do better.
Well, go ahead, Dean. Spit your piece and close us out.
Okay, here we go. Again, it's If Pain Was a Love Song. Again, one of my older pieces that I'm updating and stuff like that with some stuff. So here we go. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that got his own. That got his own. Have you ever been tired? Not just tired, but so tired until the only colors you see are the reds in your eyes and the greens in somebody else's pockets, your boss's pockets, baby mama's pockets, everybody but your pockets. Your pockets got receipts and lint from all the money you spent waiting on your stimulus while your bill collector's saying, give me this. The record skips. If my pain was a love song, I'd be singing that shit every single night, snapping my fingers to it, jamming to it, romancing to it like it was some type of lover's rock. Freddie McGregor, Dennis Brown, Sandra Cross, Gene Ababambo, Maxie Priest, Sylvia Teller kind of thing. I'd be moving and grooving, rewinding, YouTubing, screenshotting that shit every single night. I'm picking up my pen, I'm writing about it in poetic ciphers like this one. I'm reciting about it. I'm sitting down in front of my computer, I'm typing about it. I'm watching television, y'all, watching TV tell lies while seducing eyes, trying to change the conversation, saying shit like, you can't use the race card, gaslighting, touching hair of black women without permission. Oh, we fighting. Donald Trump gone now. Joe Biden better listen to Kamala Harris, to his wife, to the people, his heart, maybe to a Marvin Gaye song so he can find out what's really going on. 4,000 people died today, and another 4,000 will die after that, and another 4,000 will die after that from this pandemic. Another 4,000 won't be waking up, won't be going to a job, won't be talking to you, won't be making love, won't be wearing a mask, won't be picking up their kids from school, won't be making you laugh, making you dinner, reminding you to breathe, take breaths without asking permission. Now I steal them, at first one by one, then two by twos, shoplifting inhales and exhales, stuffing them into designer bags under my eyes and pockets. I always feel like somebody's watching me, and still I take those breaths unapologetically. I'm well aware Big Brother is watching, though, like racist sales clerks and Karens and video cameras profiling me when I walk into their stores and down their streets. Tremors, my fingers are jumping for no reason. Palpitations, y'all. I remove designer shoes from my thoughts and tell them to slow down, to stop running, to walk, to stay still, that everything is going to be okay. My pain was a love song. Billie Holiday would be a holiday. She'd be singing about those strange fruits swinging in trees, the new pinups in penitentiaries, no longer taped on walls but hanging from them, hanging on Albany Avenue, still getting killed by the boys in blue. Some of them y'all knew. Funny how we only post murdered black boys and black girls when they're killed by white people.
Does a black life only matter when it's taken by somebody white? Is that shit right? Don't sound like we mad enough yet. Upset. Let that shit happen to your family when you get visited by the bloody Riddler on the dance floor. The tie-tie, teary-teary side, see you, wouldn't want to be you type nigga, kicking down doors, stepping on roaches, telling all your Victoria's Secrets, leaving stains on ATM cards, leaving you singing those four hymns and four hers in the key of C. See me take it, see me fake it, see me act like I like it, clown act. I had to act like y'all. I wasn't performing in art schools or on TV screens. I had to act like cutting off the dreads to graduate was okay. I had to act like being sent home because you can't use a comb was okay. But none of that shit was okay. Microaggressions are not okay. I am not okay. If my pain were a love song, it would have a million streams. Stressing over Dr. Fauci's recommendation about the new vaccine. Some of y'all know what the fuck I mean. It's like a jungle sometimes. I sit and wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. I sit and wonder how I keep from going under. If my pain was a love song, I'd be singing that shit and singing that shit and singing that shit every single night. My life, my life, my life, my life. Peace. Yes, yes. And the love song, I'll be singing that shit every night. Ain't poem.
Go kill it.
Poem.
I like how you use the music. I appreciate the music.
Yes.
So I got a question now. This is not poetic. It's not related to any poem or nothing, but I was wondering this because if you register as a sex offender, that means you can't be really around kids and shit, right? Can you have
right.
kids?
It depends on which charge you use. The death of the offense.
You would think they got supervised.
Because, like, Nicki Minaj's husband, and then they got a kid together. I'm like, well, how does that work if you can't be around too?
It depends on the offense. Depends on what type of sex offense it was.
And he raped somebody when he was a teenager. They say he raped somebody when he was a teenager, and that follows him up into now, I think. Something like that.
Well,
now
you know,
you're
a lot of
man.
Times, I hate to say this, and I'm a woman, and I'm going to say this, and everybody's probably going to hate me for this, but I have to say this. Because, you know, I'm a mother of a son now, and also I have a brother and cousins, male cousins, and things like that. Usually what happens is, with those type of situations, as the boy is probably 17, 18, he used to be 18 as a senior. They're usually dating a freshman 14, 15 years old. And if the parent doesn't like him, they can file charges against him because technically, even if they go to the same high school, technically he's considered an adult. So a lot of them, they have to, you know, it gets on their record as a teenager. So the parent can say, because they still have authority over the girl, you know, they have authority over the female because it's their daughter, child, or whatever. And they don't like the boy. They're upset. She's probably rebelling. And then they can call the police and say the boy has raped her and, you know, things like that. So when I hear when it's a teenager, sometimes I just need to hear the whole story to find out how it goes. But this is how the system plays with things. And that's why it's hard to explain, especially with the teenage boys in school, that they can't talk to freshmen and things like that. So, and they don't really understand that, the concept. So, I don't know.
Yeah, but that case, that's the case he's talking about, she said he chased her down and led her to a place or whatever and raped her, you know, with a knife or something, at knife point or something. It was a whole
thing. Oh, well, that's a
different
situation. I don't know the story, but when you said a teenager, I was like, I know a lot of people that have, you know, that's going through that.
And also, real quick,
and again, we got to tell these young girls to be careful. Though, you know what I mean? You know, like, I'm glad, like the brother said, like, carry a gun in Texas. You ain't even got to have, like, an open carry situation. You know, some of the females might, you know, because we said we got the women are the black women are the most unprotected women, you know, like Malcolm X said, still in 2021. So, you know, hey, you know, I know we can't give it to our kids, but, you know, I don't know. Like, how do we protect them when they're out there like that? You know what I mean?
Shit, I gave my daughter pepper spray and a taser, and she in high school now, so she got access to that shit.
Yeah.
You know, have daddy not.
That is true, too, for some situations. Some situations, that's true, too. I just have to be, like, understanding of both parties in the situation, because either one can ruin somebody else's life.
Back.
My daughter would have said to my rape turn team that it ain't no two parties going on. One party gonna be stopped. Yeah,
one party gonna be stopped. Yeah,
it's gonna be a problem.
I'm moving heaven and earth. Heaven and earth about to shake the day I ever hear some shit, if I ever heard some shit like that. But real quick,
like, the name of this poem is called "Party Over." Party over, goddamn.
Right?
No party count.
Music videos are starting to get very unedited. I recently was pointed to a artist named Sukiana, some shit like that, and her video was very raunchy. She had ass, titties.
Don't be promoting
everywhere.
Her stuff on here, Dan. If she was
raunchy,
would you let your...
No. Listen. What I'm saying is, kids have access to everything. Be careful and please monitor their shit, because these women were doing a lot of sexual acts to each other on this music video. And it, you know, the song is trash, but after a while it would get catchy to, you know, the younger audience. So if you have young daughters, even some of these boys shouldn't be watching this shit, but mainly for the daughters. If you just randomly just give them your phone or tablet or whatever and be like, yeah, just go on YouTube, I don't care what you do, fuck that. Monitor that shit, because this woman has the most, it's ridiculous. I can't even really describe how bad.
What's the name of the video again?
Her name is Sukiana, Sukihana. I saw it on Twitter, and it's just too much. It's a lot.
Too much.
You know, these young girls like to idolize these type of women when it comes to music, and this shit is just too much. I wouldn't dare let my daughter, I don't care how grown she may think she is throughout high school, I would never let her watch no shit like this. So just, please monitor your kids out here. But with that being said, I didn't do a show Monday. I just was tired. Tuesday, I was locked up, couldn't do a show. So next week, I will be back doing shows. I'm going to, unless I have an artist, Tuesday shows is dedicated to conspiracy theories, because I am on a roll. So that's that. Catch my Instagram, HarrellRail1290, and RadioRail21. I respond to both. DM me. I'm back on Facebook. I'm not doing nothing bogus no more. So Terrell Radio Rail Redmond on Facebook. Again, check out my music on Apple Music. It's Rail on the Beat by Radio Rail. On all major platforms, check out my wine again, y'all. That's onehopewine.com/my-shop/rail-redmond. That brings you straight to me. Any other announcements, Dean and Genesis?
Yes. Go check out Zoetic Island on my Patreon and my Facebook, Genesis Silverman, and 3YE_M. Underscore Genesis on Instagram. So check that out. It's going to be on my page. I'm always posting about it, talking about it. And, you know, just I need my tribe. I'm looking for my tribe. And also go by Thunderstorms Were Meant to Be My Friend. Again, Thunderstorms Were Meant to Be My Friend is my poetry book. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Book Patch, and some local bookstores here in Chicago. Go check it out. And I have a pop-up shop coming up as well. It's 10 South Costner again on September 26th. 10 South Costner in Chicago, Illinois on September 26th from 2 to 7 p.m. That's it. Anything, Dean?
Yes, yes. The Actors Lounge podcast, y'all that's listening now, go on Instagram. Those that are interested in acting, getting your acting on or something like that, we have some insiders over there. You know, definitely you want to sign up, subscribe. The Actors Lounge podcast, we have industry insiders coming in, like casting agents, working actors that's in some of the television shows, movies that you're watching right now. They're coming in and talking and with us and stuff like that. Again, just follow the Actors Lounge podcast. That's with Mel over there and whatnot on Instagram. And, again, you know, you guys go subscribe to the podcast, and we got industry insiders, you know, for working actors as well as non-union actors and whatnot. Great information given over there. And you might get a job. You might network with some people over there. I'm just trying to tell you. So if you're an actor, thinking about acting, get over there to the Actors Lounge podcast and stuff like that on Instagram. Yes, yes.
Okay. We'll holla. See you next time.
Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.